Public Safety Director Nolan Espinda joined us here on The Conversation following his visit to Maui after the uprising by inmates there because of overcrowding. But whether he gets to keep his job is still up in the air. HPR's Kuvehi Hiraishi joins us in the studio to talk about his confirmation hearing.
Hello, Catherine. Good morning. That's right. So they did have an initial taking of testimony last week in front of the Senate Public Safety Committee, but no decision was rendered. And I think a lot of folks were waiting for questions to come from legislators on high-profile events like the Maui riot. So what's happening now is tomorrow, legislators are going to have a chance to ask all these questions of DPS staff, including Espinda himself, and then a following confirmation hearing on Thursday. So they're kind of parsing it out there.
So what did they do on Friday then during that hearing?
They basically took in testimony. So everyone, and there was about a good amount, I'd say like 150, 200 pages of testimony were submitted exactly, and 100 of them are overwhelmingly in support of Espinda. And this came from other state agency heads, as is common, but also past and current, or former and current employees of DPS coming forward. For and against him, though, too, because we did hear from folks who, you know, at the beginning of their testimony were saying, you know, I'm doing this and I'm risking my job because I'm speaking out against my superior, but we think this is important. So at the testimony, I pulled some of the clips from folks who were there. And this first one focused on the Maui. So the Maui riots that happened in March are probably going to be at the top of the agenda for tomorrow's informational briefing from the Public Safety Department, I mean the Public Safety Committee. And DeMont Carner, who you know, I think, former inmate and also a big advocate for inmates currently in Hawaii at the legislature, he chimed in to say, you know, I've been in these riots. I know how these things work. And this is what he took away from the Maui riot situation.
Different types of riots tell you what's happening in the prison system. The riot that we just had, they didn't take no hostages and they didn't hurt people. What does that tell you? That's because the prisoners are sick. Something's wrong there. It's a cry for help. So I just say to you that we're moving backwards in time. I already told you folks in 4 years ago that this was a bad choice because he doesn't have the temperament to be a director. He has a great temperament to be a warden, a tough warden, but not a director. I think we need new leadership, and I pray that you guys will not confirm him. Thank you.
That's right. So Nolan has spent 32 years in public safety and mostly on the corrections side, warden at Halawa and warden at OCCC. So lots of experience there, but you can kind of, that takes the temperature, I think, for a lot of folks inside the system and their views of how it's been handled by the department. This riot has been handled because we do know that some inmates were then flown from Maui to join folks up at Halawa, and then some were in the end weren't actually involved to some extent, so they flew them back. So this sort of timeline of events and circumstances in terms of overcrowding, which Espinda has said is part of the problem and part of the circumstances surrounding why inmates rioted, those things will be sort of picked out tomorrow at the committee hearing.
And we have heard him raise the flag about the overcrowding situation. We've heard the Maui lawmakers do the same thing, saying, hey, we need to address Maui now. You know,
right.
Oahu has problems, but we need to address Maui too.
No, it is true. And we have heard from other advocates, according to the committee chair, Nishihara, Clarence Nishihara, head of the deputy of the department, Department of Public Safety's handling of these events. He says he's been receiving information from advocates and sort of families of inmates in Maui's jail to kind of pull that out, and he will be presenting some of that tomorrow that we may not have heard of so far in that particular situation. But another big issue that will be talked about tomorrow is the law enforcement division. So that's the division that oversees all the sheriffs within DPS and their handling of some recent shootings, lethal shootings. I think one that folks might remember is the, he was handicapped, he was mentally disabled to some extent, according to his mother, but he was shot on the grounds of the Capitol by a deputy sheriff. So that issue will also be coming up tomorrow at the hearing. And one individual, a deputy sheriff lieutenant himself, who's been part of DPS for about 20 years, Sean Suha, came in opposing Espinda, but also saying that this law enforcement division really has some other issues on you know, not just not being ill-prepared, but in terms of the weapons that they have, access to.
If you believe that buying weapons and then training them and not issuing them to the field is proper direction, I posit to you that that's incorrect. I posit to you that that homeless gentleman that was killed right here off the Capitol grounds, maybe, just maybe, he would be alive today had those deputies had a less lethal weapon, like a shotgun with a beanbag. That's my position. That's my personal opinion. We have weapons that have been purchased that are not even in policy.
That's right. So the weapons purchases will be part of questioning tomorrow. But at the end of that hearing, Espinda did get to sort of come in and talk about the accomplishments, which, you know, are big accomplishments for this division or for this department. He's cut overtime abuse by folks that work for DPS. And also, according to his calculations, he's had no cancellations for inmate visits, which was also a big issue when he took the helm back in 2015. So we did hear from Espinda on how he sees what he's going into in terms of the next 4 years.
I will acknowledge that there's still much work to do, not the least of which is earning accreditation for our sheriffs via the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, or CALEA. I fully recognize and accept the responsibility that progress towards this goal has not met even my expectation. I will say, however, that the same dogged persistence that fostered the institutional changes noted for the accomplishments earlier will be required to fulfill many of the steps as we go forward in reaching the CALEA accreditation goal. And I'm personally committed.
So that, yes, the accreditation will probably be the last item on the agenda tomorrow.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. But, you know, to their credit, everybody that works at public safety, those are tough jobs.
Yes.
Very tough jobs.
High stress. Long hours.
Yeah, and so we're glad we have folks in there working in the trenches, but we'll see what happens later this week.
Yes, thanks, Catherine.
Thanks so much. That was Ku'uwe Hiraishi, and you can find all her reports online at hawaiipublicradio.org.